there on this African Union, you know, that they're talking about.
Right.
And but he went way over the line. In fact, he and it came out headlines in the newspapers, the Vision and the Monitor, in Uganda, that Gaddafi says that that the Bible is a forgery, and so in fact two big newspaper articles on headlines. So the open attack is against Christianity, and so you see Rwanda also, you know, down on another side of Kenya, over a million people killed there. Just behind that is the Congo. In the last 5 years, 4.5 million people. So is Islam has really been trying to take all of Africa. Kenya, you know, it's the only really strong Christian country. Like I said, 80% professing Christian. But now it is the target. With the Muslims declaring jihad, we're going to take the whole world.
But I mean, the thing is that our State Department is backing them. That is the incredible thing.
Well, it is a phenomenal thing, and I think the reason...
Well, that's all. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Yes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Lauren Davis just talking about how the American State Department is...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside-down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
About a world government, and there are people working at the highest levels of our government who have no loyalty to the United States, but to this dream of a one world government, a one world financial system, a one world currency, and a one world religion, with the destruction of Christianity. That's why they've taken God and prayer and out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our classrooms, and when you understand that, things begin to make sense. But go right ahead, Lauren.
Yes. In fact, I have an article on my website, laurendavis.com, L-O-R-E-N-Davis.com, that a central world government is coming. But to understand this and also what's happening in Africa, and I think even some positions our country is taking there, and you know our country is the major backer of the United Nations. So the UN is the one that's putting up all the peacekeeping forces and so the UN is calling for world peace, and of course Rick Warren, you know, a religious leader, he is also working with the UN on this, and I could get into that later on, but I want to make some other points first. Okay, here are some things to look at. In fact, before I go there, that the Bible predicted that a world government was coming, and I think we need to look at this in Bible prophecy. To understand the common day of events. And I'd like to, Revelation 13, verse 7 to 8. It says, power was given unto him to make war on the saints. So this would be war on Christians. Now we see in Kenya, you know, in fact in Somalia, it's impossible to be a Christian without being killed. So now there's war on Christians. And we know the anti-Christian, the anti-Christ sentiment is building even strong in America, but it says power in these scriptures, power was given to him, speaking of the Antichrist. First, he's going to be known as the Man of Peace. Power was given to him over all nations. All nations. So this is one of the references of a world government that is coming. Also in Revelation 12, verse 9, it speaks of that old serpent, that old serpent, that great dragon called the devil and Satan, deceived the whole world. The whole world. So this is going to be all nations, the whole world that is going to come under this umbrella. Also, Revelation 13, verse 16 to 17, says he will cause all to take the mark. We see the mark in their right hand and forehead. Now this would be the end of a free economy. It would be a totally socialistic economy where the government totally controls the economy. It's not free enterprise as we know it anymore. Now, here are some things to look at to see that what the Bible predicted by the power of the Holy Spirit is coming about. Now, here are some indicators of this, and that is, one is the call for globalization. All the time we're hearing globalization. So it's not thinking nationally, but thinking globally. Then another thing, we hear the term, the international community. The international community. Then we see the International Space Station. Why are these major nations coming together and joining for their one space station united for them all? Then we hear the term global economy, the global economy. So they say, even with the United Nations, that now we are all interdependent, even economically. So, and that with the trade agreements, whether it's CAFTA, whether it's NAFTA, or whatever throughout the world, to where all the economies of the world are, you know, are being interrelated, integrated together under the global economy. Also, you hear the term one world, a one world, the global village. And then what the United Nations is working for, and that is to assimilate all the races and the cultures and religions. And we're seeing this happening. We're wondering, Dr. Stan, why there's no border control. You know, why are they not really trying to enforce the borders in this country? And the same thing is happening in Europe, because Europe has been overcome. In fact, so many Muslims now live in Great Britain. They live in France and Switzerland, all throughout Europe. But see, this is an intentional thing, really promoted by the United Nations. They think to bring about world peace.
Bring about world government. And, of course, but these same people who keep talking about peace are the ones who foment wars. And this is what people don't want to understand. Why would people who talk about peace be fomenting wars?
Well, you know, it is actually a total amazing thing. Hold just a moment, please. Yes, sir.
All right, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lauren Davis, and I was simply bringing up the question, the problem, the reality that these people who keep talking about world peace are really the ones who are promoting wars. This is their ultimate goal as a world government, and there's no better way to get a world government than to have a horrible carnage from a war with such horrible suffering and pain and destruction that people will want to accept world government. That was the purpose of the First World War. It wasn't about making money or merchants of death. It was about bringing about a world government. It was the war to end all wars, and then, of course, it was to bring about the League of Nations. When that failed, they had to have a Second World War, and that was to bring about the United Nations. And when that failed, although they got the United Nations, it wasn't an effective world government. That is why I believe we're moving towards World War III. And World War III is the one that they believe is going to bring about this wonderful world government. And these people hate America, they hate sovereignty, they hate freedom, and they certainly hate Christianity. So go right ahead, Lauren.
Well, you're totally right. You know, the intent, if they cannot do this thing peacefully, the second stage is to do it by revolution, by chaos, creating chaos. And so that's exactly what happened in Kenya. When the opposition didn't win, they created chaos, and what they could not control or they could not obtain by the legal methods, then they would do it through chaos. But see, even in Kenya, the borders have been totally broken, just like here, where the Somalis and the Sudanese, the Muslims, are pouring down into Kenya. And this is changing the demographics of Kenya, just like it is of the United States and like it is also of Europe. But what the United Nations, you know, and also the New Age, both of them are saying that, you know, to have world peace, we cannot believe in an exclusive savior. We cannot believe in an exclusive savior. So who believes in an exclusive savior? It's the Christians who believe Jesus Christ is the only savior of the world. And so when they want to integrate all the religions of the world, like even in our functions, our government functions, you can talk about God, you can pray using the name of God, but they say don't use the name of Jesus. Jesus has been pushed out in all these interfaith prayer meetings, even like Rick Warren is involved with in the UN. You can talk of God, but you cannot say Jesus. So what this is,
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Lauren Davis, a missionary out of Africa. And of course she's just been talking about the fact that there is an effort to trivialize Christianity. And of course so many people in Washington, D.C. today in the military, they're ordered, you can pray to God, but you cannot pray in the name of Jesus. Everything is done to play down the name of Jesus and to say we all worship the same God, which we do not. And when the President of the United States made that statement within this last week, we all worship the same God, you have to wonder which God he's worshiping. Under any circumstances, Lauren, before we go on, I'd like you to go ahead and give out your web page once again and how people can get in touch with your ministry.
All right. Our web page is laurendavis.com, LOREN Davis, www.thefoodsource.com, and I have many articles on there that will be really interesting to you. One of them is called The Signs of the Times. It's a brand new one, and there are 30 signs that the Bible gives of the last days and of the coming of the Lord, the signs of the time. Another article in there is Global Warming Related to Bible Prophecy. You'll find very, very interesting. Another one is The Purpose-Driven Life is Unscriptural. And so there are many articles. Another one I want to mention, Could the Verichip Be the Mark of the Beast? This is one of the most interesting articles, and you should read it because the Verichip is being used. They're putting it in people's right hand and foreheads even now. But you can look at these on Loren Davis, L-O-R-E-N, Davis.com, and you can write to me at CombineHarvesting@Hotmail.com. CombineHarvesting@Hotmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
All right, fine. We'll go right ahead.
All right. Now we're talking about this one world government is coming and how the Bible says that in Revelation 12:9, that Satan would deceive the whole world. And in Revelation 13, verse 7 to 8, it said they would make war on the saints. So this is war on Christians. And power was given over the Antichrist over all nations. And this is talking about this world government coming. I mentioned globalization. They're talking about global warming. And with this global warming issue, it's very interesting, Dr. Stan. In the 70s, they were talking about an ice age that was coming upon the earth. So I wish they'd make up their mind if it is it ice age or global warming or what. But if they're doing this thing, if the world does not unite ecologically, you know, we're all in the same soup together and the world will be destroyed. And so this is being used as a political point, a ploy to bring about a world government. And so that the world, that the nations will be willing to give up their sovereignty. Another thing that, you know, is an indicator of this world government the Bible prophesied is coming is when they talk about universalism and the New Age and Oprah is always talking about this. In UNESCO from the United Nations, one of the plans they have, the part of the plan for bringing about world peace, they said we must have a universal education. A universal education, so we can all be on the same page. You know, in Kenya, they are offering, in Africa, they're offering 50,000 scholarships, 50,000 green cards to America a year, 50,000. Well, and they're giving free scholarships to the Africans and people from all nations coming to our universities. So the big issue is why? Why are they giving all of these scholarships to people in Africa and all third world countries all over the world, to come to America, to come to Europe, to be educated?
No, they want them to come to America to be indoctrinated in this idea of a one world government and a one world religion. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense.
That's right. That way they give up their nationalism. They think, you know, they're thinking globally, you know, as a one world, as a world citizen, not a citizen of Kenya or from Rwanda or whatever. They are a global citizen. But now you look at the education that they're getting when they come over, and you know, majority of them are Christians. When they come to our universities, you know, our universities are anti-God. They are anti-Bible. They're anti-Jesus. They're pro-homosexuality. They're pro-abortion. So, you know, I've asked, you know, the people in Kenya, in conferences, I said, what happens to your youth when you send them to America for an education or to Europe? And I said, when they come back, I said, are they strong Christians? And they said, no, because it destroys, by the time they come back, their faith has been destroyed, and now they are coming back with the global ideology, with the anti-God, anti-Bible, anti-Christ ideology, and now these will become the leaders in the nation.
And this is what we're putting our money out in the way of foreign aid to bring these students here to destroy their faith in God. And when you understand that this whole, the common denominator behind this movement for world government really is this intense hatred of Christianity, And you can't separate government from Christianity. Once you understand that, so much of what's going on makes sense. The fact that we're not guarding our borders. The fact that we're doing everything we can to create dissent and hatred between black and white. The fact that they're doing everything they can to back people throughout the world who will go along with the world government. This is why we have our troops in 131 nations throughout the world. Do you really think we're protecting America by having our troops stationed all throughout the world? No. We're using that to keep people in power who will go along with the agenda for the world government. Go ahead.
Yes, and you're talking about people being divided, you know, the people being divided between each other. And we see even in America, the people are being divided, you know, like they have not been in decades. And also the same thing happened in Kenya on the tribalistic things. People are being divided here racially. But the Bible really speaks about this. In Daniel 11, verses 36 to 47, and I think also Daniel 42, it says that this great image, golden image, was representing the four kingdoms of the earth. And the fourth kingdom, the final kingdom, was the Antichrist kingdom. And in this kingdom, it says the feet are made up with iron mixed with clay. Iron mixed with clay. And then it gives what the riddle, what this parable means. It says that, how that iron and clay do not cleave to one another. And so that's why that this fourth kingdom will be weak. Now it says this, what this is the seed of men mingled together. The seed of men mingled together, and they did not cleave one to another. So just like iron does not cleave to clay. So this is exactly what has happened. See, with the UN's plan, and also what is being, you know, carried out in this country right now, where the demographics in this country, the, you know, it has changed so much in the last 20, 25 years, where, you know, it used to be a predominantly white society, and now people have come in, you know, from all the nations. And I believe, you know, I don't have a problem with immigration if it's legal. And people don't have to be white. And I love black people. My wife and I have given our lives to black people in Africa. But what we're doing is and this is the premeditated plan of the UN, and that is to bring all the races and all the cultures and all the religions and mingle them together. And so now we have people from India. We have, I think in 1 year, a couple years ago, 98,000 Muslim Arabs from the Middle East became naturalized citizens in this country. Besides that, from the border on the south, they're pouring in from Mexico. And I heard this, that with the border agents who are stopping people coming in this country, one out of every three are Arabs. We're crossing the Mexican border. And you say, why is that? So, of course, these are illegals. They're not just illegal Latins. They're illegal Arabs coming to this country. So what we have in this nation now the demographics have been changed. You have all these religions. You have all these cultures, all these races here in the country. And the purpose was to assimilate them, and they're trying to do the same thing in Europe and the whole world to make literally a one world, one people. But instead, what we have in this country and also in Europe, you have enclaves of people. Over here, you know, you have Asians, you have Indians, you have Arabs, you have Muslims, you have Hindus, you have blacks, you have whites. And so now, these people on the whole, now there are of course exceptions, but as a whole they're not assimilating, they're not mixing, and they're not socializing with each other, but they are gravitating to themselves according to their religion, according to their race. And so now the country is not like it used to be with the immigrants who came in, and my wife's family was immigrants who came into this country. But when they came in to be Americans. and to follow, you know, the American ways of liberty. But now, the people that, so many of the people who are coming into this country, and I'm not saying everybody, but so many, they're bringing their gods, they're bringing their culture, they're bringing their ways. They want to change America to be like the country that they came from. Well, so what you have, we have in this country, and we have in Europe right now, you have enclaves of people, and we're not mingling. We have mingled together, but we are not cleaving one to another. And so the Bible says in Daniel, I think, 42 and also Daniel 11, excuse me, Daniel 2, verses 41 to 46. This is where it's found. What we have with the iron mixed with clay and the seed of man not cleaving to one another, we have a nation of made up of different religions, different ideologies, different cultures, different races, but now they're polarizing. And this is where we become divided, and we're not strong. The Bible says a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand, and this is what is going to bring down the Antichrist kingdom, is because the people, and this is just what happened in Kenya right now, the people were all put together, but when push came to shove, their tribalism was more important than Christianity or anything else, and it brought war and chaos. And the same thing, I think we're in a very perilous situation in America, because we're a very, very divided nation.
And I think this is being done intentionally and purposely. What they want is a multicultural, multilingual country. In other words, they don't want English as the national language. Time and again, I remember in 1988 when Senator Hayakawa tried to have English the official language of America. He was a United States Senator from California. He tried to get the legislation through, and he couldn't understand why the opposition. Well, I will tell you why the opposition. Because these people hate America. They want a multilingual country so that they can turn American against American. And so they will be able to divide us, exactly as Dr. Davis is saying. And this is really should be so obvious that I will have to admit that whenever I call a company and they say, now, do you want your message in English? Press 1. If you want it in Spanish, press 2. And, you know, what this is in an effort to destroy America. When you understand that, and many of our major corporations, many of our political leaders, the people of great wealth in this country, have an intense hatred of America, because I believe many of them worship a different God. Go right ahead, Lauren.
Well, and so we have no common ground. See, it's our faith. It was our faith in Christ with the founders of this nation, and the faith in the Bible. That was the common glue that caused us to stick together and to be strong. And it didn't matter if someone was from Ireland or England or France or wherever. But you believe, and of course not everybody believed in Christ, but the majority of the immigrants here believed in Christ. But now that has changed, and I totally believe it is intentional. I totally believe this is an architect from the UN. And the Antichrist forces, the New Age, Oprah, you know, Oprah Winfrey, and her program is on worldwide right now. I mean, she has openly said on her program, Jesus is not the only Savior. He's not the only way. And so to be politically correct today, you have to say, you know, well, there are many gods, there are many ways to heaven. You know, we just call him by different names. And so the New Age has, you know, they have taken over our bookstores. You know, and they have taken over our universities, and now they have come into the church. And so much of what is being preached in churches today, it's really not the Bible. They'll throw out a verse or here and there, but they are teaching the New Age from the pulpits. They're not teaching most churches, majority today, are not teaching salvation. They're not teaching repentance. They're not teaching to live a moral life. They're not teaching to come to Jesus for salvation. They're teaching about money. That's what's also on Christian TV. They're teaching about money. They're teaching about success. And so, you know, they don't, even with the Rick Warren program on church growth, you know, he says, I never say anything about sin. I don't talk about hell. Well, see, we're talking about church growth. So people, pastors, you know, are some of the main culprits of bringing about this this globalization, you know, because you have all of these mix of people in, the diversity of people that have come in. So don't say anything that would be offensive to anybody. So there's no salvation, there's no changing, and our churches and our preachers, you know, their gospel, their gospel has become inoffensive, and it's to bring about, and it is also contributing, a major contributor of bringing about this one world government, this one world thinking. And really, in reality, they're no longer Christian, but they just throw out a scripture here or there, you know, and it really confuses people. And I don't even know if all of them know what they're doing, but, you know, in the name of church growth and finances, so many have compromised, and they're teaching, you know, it's nothing but a glorified Christianized success seminar instead of preaching straight for the gospel will change people. So people are going to churches today, but they're not really, so many are not really changing. And that is why even the homosexual agenda is really taking root in a lot of churches today. They said, you know, oh, we got to think of love and stuff. And so, you know, what the Bible says, you know, is really not the final authority anymore. It's, you know, what they think, you know, in the name of love, in the name of love. And, of course, Jesus preached love, but what is true love? True love is to warn a person if they're headed down the wrong way and off of a cliff. And so there's not warnings anymore.
What about the church in Africa? Are they sticking pretty well to the traditional gospel of Jesus Christ, or have they adopted the church growth Rick Warren philosophy?
I just hate to share this with you, Dr. Stan, but, you know, particularly in the cities, okay? In the villages, most of it has stayed pure. But in the big cities, they have adapted, and so many of them have been corrupted by preachers coming from the West. So
hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Go right ahead.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.